We are on Mars this morning. Those were the words from NASA engineer Alan Chen after the robotic explorer Curiosity gently landed on the planet's surface a few hours ago. Within minutes, Curiosity began sending black and white images from inside the crater where it landed. Joining us live, CBS News space correspondent Peter King. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
They spent $2.5 billion on this thing. What, they didn't have a color camera they could send up there?
The color will come later.
Oh.
You guys are so impatient. You know, one step at a time. But, you know, the black and whites that we've gotten back so far are pretty spectacular. I mean, they show the shadow of the rover, and you can see the shape of the rover to a degree on the Martian surface. The color will come later, I promise you. But even so, the NASA website I heard crashed early this morning from all the interest in this. So, you know, a lot of, maybe not you guys, but some people don't mind black and white.
Well, you know what? We heard the screams of joy from the folks working over there at NASA getting this thing on the ground and on Mars. Were they not sure it was going to make it all right?
Oh, are you kidding me? This is one of the hardest things that you can ever do. Only 4 in 10 spacecraft sent to Mars make it there alive. Ed Wyler, the former science chief there, called Mars the death planet for this reason, and that's kind of stuck with many of us reporters. That said, there was a great deal of confidence that they could pull this off, but there were a lot of firsts. You know, this thing was blazing through the atmosphere at 13,000 miles an hour. It had to slow down to just a mile or two per hour with those braking rockets, and then lower the rover with a sky crane from the mothership. So there was a lot that could go wrong here, and it didn't.
It's an amazing story of an engineering accomplishment that's beyond the pale. But when you look at this, what will the average American take away from it? What are we going to learn here that will change our lives potentially?
Well, I think there's a certain romance that that we deal with when we're talking about Mars. I mean, first it was the moon and then Mars, because those are really the nearest planets to us. And everybody has always wondered, is there life out there? Now, we're not going to find life here, but we are going to hopefully learn whether or not Mars could have supported life at one time or another. And I think there's a great deal of scientific curiosity. There will also be information that could help humans if and when they set foot on the red planet, and that may happen as soon as the 2030s, depending on, of course, what happens with the money.
Yeah, are the results from this going to decide whether or not we see manned spaceflight again?
I don't know. We will see human spaceflight again. We're still seeing human spaceflight, but whether we see a trip to Mars, that's an expensive undertaking. I've got to believe that at some point it's going to involve more countries than the U.S.
How quickly does this data come back to us that we get a handle on what we're learning?
About 14 minutes time lag, so nothing is in real time. It's going to take some time to get this thing really going and making sure that all the instruments are up and running before any serious science begins.
And we'll be waiting for those color pictures.
We need them.
There you go.
All right, Peter, thanks so much.
You bet.
CBS News space correspondent Peter King.